Charlie Constable's been good enough to join me. 12 games in three seasons at Geelong. Kept getting it 38, 39, 40 times in the twos. Couldn't break in. And he's headed to the Gold Coast. And he must be pretty happy that he's probably going to be in the starting 18 most weeks. Charlie, welcome to the program. Great to have you.
Thanks very much for having me, Dwayne. Obviously really excited to get up to the coast. And, yeah, when board restrictions allow me to get up there, I can't wait to start with all the boys and meet everyone at the footy club.
So, well, when are you going? You got a convoy? You're going to get a plane? Are you got a truck moving your gear? Or will you drive it up yourself? What's your plan?
Not 100% sure yet. I don't think I can get up there until the 17th of December at this stage. But, yeah, hopefully fly up and then maybe hire someone to drive a truck up there for me with my gear, hopefully.
Yeah, I had a mate of mine that got recruited by the Gold Coast back when they were the Bears, and he had a bag, a kit bag that he took up there, and they said to him, well, when you're ready, we'll get all your gear packed up at home and get it in a truck and get it up here. I said, my gear is in this pack. So some guys travel light and are ready to go pretty quickly. I can't believe, well, have you kind of been ready to go for a while? Have you known that this move was going to be on the cards, or is this a pretty quick deal for you?
I think I had a pretty good idea probably about, maybe 5 or 6 days ago that it might eventuate. And then, the last week's obviously been really exciting. And then last night to be made official was a great thrill for me and my family.
What happened at Geelong, Charlie?
I think, first of all, I absolutely loved my time at Geelong. It's an unbelievable football club, and everyone there is great people. But, obviously I found it a bit hard to break in and keep my spot. And I think they've got a pretty strong midfield down there. But I think I definitely developed as a player and as a person. So I'm very thankful for that. But, obviously at times a little bit frustrating. I couldn't quite get on the park as much as I would have liked. But, sometimes that's just the way it goes.
Did you have constant conversations with Chris Scott as to why? And were there things that you were asked to do that you did deliver? How did that all unfold?
Yeah, Scotty was really good to me and nice and open. And I think probably the thing that hurt me a lot was probably the mix of the other players that they had playing in there. The coaching staff probably didn't think I could fit into that system every week. And when that's the feedback, it does make it a little bit hard to know really what to work on and how to break in. But yet again, it was a pretty pretty tough midfield to push people out of.
And is that a tough choice to make? You could have made it a year ago to either be a first 18 player at a team lower down the ladder or just be trying to bang the door down for a team that could win a flag.
Yeah, I think every good footy club has people that are maybe a little bit unlucky not to be playing. I think all through I tried to stay positive and back myself in. And in hindsight, it probably hasn't worked out overly well for me. But in saying that, I learnt a lot in my time there and looking forward to bringing some of those experiences to the Suns next year.
What Stuart Dew had to say to you?
I've met with him over Zoom and had a few phone calls with him. And he seems really excited to have me up there. And from my dealings so far, he's been a ripping bloke to me. And, there's a pretty clear that if I train well enough and play well enough, there could be some opportunities there. And I guess now it's on to me to present well to pre-season and play good footy and earn a spot in the team.
Has that always been on the cards that they were wanting you in their midfield, or has Hugh Greenwood's departure opened up a spot even more?
Yeah, I think the departure definitely helped me. And hopefully it also leaves a little hole that perhaps I'll be able to fill. But in saying that, I think the Suns still have a really strong midfield. So, I've got to train and play well and force my way into the footy side.
And how have you gone not being able to play as much twos footy in the last couple of years as you probably would have in any other circumstance? So you've had to sort of play little scratch matches and, bide your time just running around training most of the time.
Yeah, it has been a bit of a long couple of years, particularly I think the back end of last year, it got down to an 11-on-11 game, which makes it a little bit tough to stay really motivated for. But I think at the same time, it built resilience. Being at Geelong, we were always deep in finals. So you always wanted to stay ready and try and stay as fit as you could if your name did get called to play. So, whilst it wasn't ideal, you sort of take some learning experiences from it. And, you just got to try and move on.
The whole world's going to be watching you, Charlie. We all know you can play. We're all looking forward to seeing whether you can put it on the park on a consistent basis and, maybe in the end, prove Geelong wrong. They should have played you earlier and a lot more often. We appreciate your time. Good luck with it.
Thanks very much, Dwayne. Thanks for having me. See ya.
Charlie Constable, new Gold Coast recruit, 12 games in 3 seasons at the Cats. And he joins us for Kogan Mobile. Kogan Mobile's Black Friday offer. Buy one, get one free. And we're here for GWM Cannon Ute, available at Essendon, GWM